now we welcome in Mr. Ruland, who...
our pal.
Lost another heartbreaker last night with a bomb from three by a guy who hadn't made a three all year, which you know things are going bad when your guy makes his first three of the year with 3 seconds left.
19 straight for Iona, and here is Jeff, and he joins us on Sports Radio 66. How's it going, Mr. Ruland?
Oh, fabulous, fellas. According to the Daily News and the New York Post now, they want to count last year's NCAA loss in the streak. So it's 20 now, they're saying.
Is it? You've lost 20 in a row, Jeff?
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. How did the beer go down last night off that unbelievable loss to
I want to apologize to anybody who lives in Stanford if they saw a guy walking in a suit between 12 and 4 in the morning talking to himself last night. That was me.
And the guy makes his only three of the
it's worse than that, Mike. But before I get into that, I want to give you guys good radio. I'll answer all your questions. I just want one thing in return.
What's that?
Starting next Monday for a week straight, right. I want the opening theme song for you guys to be Backstabbers by the OJs.
you'd have to say this has been clearly a frontal attack, not a backstab. You know,
depends how you look at it.
To us, this is a lovable streak.
Back to the play in question. It hurts a little bit more because we had the same thing happen in Canisius. We had called a timeout and we couldn't give up the three. We thought about fouling, but we're only shooting about 40% as a team from the free throw line. So we didn't want to foul, have them make the free throws, and then have them foul us.
Well, you'd have to admit we haven't been relentless because I didn't pick it up until you were about 14-0. I didn't realize you were about 14-0.
You picked it up since, though.
So we told the kids we were switching on every play. Four of the five guys didn't listen. They knocked down a three. So obviously we went over the film during the weekend. Last night we called a timeout. We said, we're not giving up a three. Let them drive in for two. Do whatever you do, got to get the guy off the three-point line. We're switching everything. We did a nice job. They threw the ball to Mamadou with 3 seconds to go, and one of our young men, I'm not going to call him out on it, decided that he wasn't going to guard him. And when I asked him after the game, we told you to switch. We told you not to give up a three. What were you thinking? And he looked me straight in the eyes and said, well, you know what? I didn't think he could make it.
So, probably no one else did either.
That's my life right now. But the kids are getting better. They're working hard, and we're gonna break through. I think we'll be a threat, and people can say whatever they want.
How does it feel though?
The light will shine again in your shell, and I will win a championship.
The next
3 years.
We had some fun with that quote because I read that.
Well, it would have been nice if you got it right. number one.
But, what was the exact quote?
I wanted to tell you guys that when I'm done with my coaching days, I want to get into TV and radio, and I'm telling you right now, I'm coming for your time spot. For your time spot.
When is
fair that? Warning. Also, Mike, I want to let you know,
yes,
I've lost like 20 pounds on new systems now, so not only are we winning the game, but I'm eating like Mighty Dog at night. Very, very, very good.
That's great. Very so good. Not you can't even drown your sorrows in like a big steak or something.
Listen.
Now, so you come. Now, wait a second. Why has this hostility all? Why is it all centered just on us?
Why on you guys?
Yes.
It's not. I'm not even really mad because I talked to Dog and he said to stir it up today. So.
No, we actually like that you do that. It's nice of you actually to come on and listen.
I can be obnoxious and combative with the best of them. Not my normal personality, but I'm very well adept at doing that.
And Dog told me the accurate quote was that you would win another game, and I said, I bet you will. I mean, I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, well, the kids are trying. We got to clean some things up, and it's too tough. We graduated 5,000 points, and then we had the one kid who was a good player for us off the bench last year, Kenny Jackson, who,
now,
because of things I won't get into, we had to recruit a JUCO at that time instead of a high school kid, and Kenny, goofed around and got thrown out of school, and then you have your only starter back is Gary Springer. And who's going to have a great year, by the way, he goes down. And then the one kid, you recruit who's a JUCO kid who's a little bit older, he breaks his foot. So now you've not only lost your top four, you've lost your top seven. And your go-to guys are Anthony, which, you know, who and Anthony and Justin were seniors, but Anthony played 20 minutes a game last year, and Justin played 8. And then no one else has had a sniff of D1 basketball. We're close to breaking through here. It's not like we're getting drilled every night by 20.
Now, Jeff, Beeline at West Virginia lost a lot of guys, too, and
that's
we brought
big,
this
that's
up.
The biggie, that's the Big East. Doggy, come on! He's starting to lose now too. It's just that's a different thing. At that level, you can recruit guys that are freshmen and come in and be studs right away. That doesn't happen here. Steve Burt graduated from here half a semester early and a 2,000-point scorer. He had two scholarships at high school. So you don't come here at this level and tear it up usually. I've started freshmen, but never four.
But if you're looking for attention, you've done it perfectly. Because if you're 2-17, no one notices. If you're 0-19, everyone notices.
I'm trying to ask the SID how much this means in advertising.
Oh, it means a lot.
Obviously, it's not the kind of advertising.
Plus,
you
if
want.
You keep losing in overtime, it even gets better. So you keep inventing ways.
Yeah. Also, a little known fact is that over the last 10 years, we've got the best winning percentage of any metro area school.
There we go.
And I've gone to 3 tournaments, more than anybody else around here.
And how many is Pecora? And how many is Pecora gone to?
Don't go there. don't be dragging other people into our foray here. Okay, I've gone 3 times. There's only one other coach that went more times. That's Speedy Morris, and he had 5 pros on his team. So
now, you know,
we'll be back. Everybody can have their last now. That's fine. I'll have the last left.
Now, where is the quote? Because I read, Mike, the quote that was in Newsday. Bob, I think Raceman had it. And Raceman made you the dude of the week. I think that was where I saw it, where you guarantee it. I'm not leaving here until I can win another championship. You can write that down.
I've got 2 more years to go after this, and I will cut down the nets again before I leave. Book it. Broadway Joe, whatever you want, book it. It will happen. It will happen. I don't say things for the sake of saying things. I've been down in my life before many times. And
now you're making us feel bad.
Start playing the Patton music. It's how you react.
He even knows the Patton music.
Yeah.
We usually save that for Steinbrenner.
All right.
We might just come out for you. Get it ready there. Ready? Let me hear it.
With us now, Jeff Ruhlin.
4 score and...
Take it away.
All right. I've been down before, and that makes it so much sweeter when you get back to the mountaintop. So.
But Jeff, how does it?
Everybody have their laugh now. That's fine. Go ahead.
But Jeff, how about Mike and myself, who have gone out of our way in the last couple of weeks to basically ridicule Iona? 19 straight losses.
That's
fine. Can't get a W.
Well, we could do
Mike,
the Charles Barkley thing.
Jeff actually got the schedule to look at the Iona schedule to see something in the chat.
Can you cut the music for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Cut the music for a second. Okay. While we go on record here, we'll do a Charles Barkley.
Go ahead.
If I do not win a championship in the next 2 years, I'll come to your studios and you wheel the donkey out. And if I do, you guys will get down and pay homage. There you go. Step up, be a man. Let's go. What do you got? Step up, what do you got?
I promise, Dog, we'll do that.
Jeff, Jeff, 19 straight.
Yeah, Doggy, I'm well aware of that.
And you were
walking the streets of Stanford. What are you, dumb?
He's at least he's the one who you used to be on your bandwagon.
I did have Dennis.
You know what I'm saying? So we know how that is.
He been there once for a little support this year?
Yeah, next time Timmy comes to camp, we're going to torture him. We're going to tie him up in a room.
Timmy went to Iona basketball camp this summer.
And pull his fingernails out.
Not only that, the coach picked him up at his house and drove him.
Back and forth. He chauffeured him. He gave him the...
And I guarantee there was no bill for the camp.
You got that right.
You know that.
But Jeff... 19 straight.
It's 20 according to the paper.
Well,
right.
I'll give you a break. It's 19.
Right.
But at least
who was that loss to? It was the 20 that was in the NCAA tournament.
That was LSU.
It was LSU.
That's like Hofstra the other way with the having lost all these games at home on Old Dominion meeting. But Jeff, I have tried to be conciliatory. I have tried to say that Mike is the guy.
Bottom line is we're going to break through It is what it is. You know what? Criticize me. Leave the players alone, please. They're trying.
Well, we haven't mentioned the players.
That's some good players.
We don't know any of them.
You know who's been killing you, Jeff, off the air?
Who?
In studio? Oh, he's been killing
you.
And he's coming in today. We'll have some fun with it. Usler, Mr. Met.
Really?
Because he does the Fairfield games.
Oh, well, you know, he does the Fairfield. He was at Iona.
That's
so
right.
We had a little conversation in the park.
That's probably true. Usler's actually a very good guy.
Yeah.
But well, now what happened to you, Stan?
And we figured you were going to win last night because Dog tells me Fairfield is dreadful.
I'm not going to go in there whether the teams are good or not. We had a chance to win and we should have won. So, got to find a way.
Now, what was this about where I read and you, sir, told me that last home game there was a guy heckling you and you stood up and stared at him for about a half hour?
I've been told not to comment on that.
Oh, really? Is that an accurate statement? Is that accurate?
Semi.
Now, who would be dumb enough? The guy must have either been dumb enough or drunk enough to heckle you in person.
It would have to do with that liquid courage.
Yeah, I would say, because look at it. I mean,
the liquid courage does a lot of strange things to a lot of people.
Unless he happened to be your size, which is probably not the case.
I haven't lost too many brawls in my day.
Yeah.
Jeff, does it bother you that you're almost getting more attention with this losing streak?
Well, that's you know what? You hit it on the head. It's a little much now because you know why? Because last year we had a great team. We beat a top 25 team. That's the second one that I've had as a head coach, the third in history in school, the only one I happen to be playing at. So I don't know how many mid-major schools in this area have even done that. So, yeah, it bothers me a great deal. You know, we didn't have any cameras up there when we won 23 games.
Did you have a lot of media following you last night?
Yeah, tomorrow is supposed to be ridiculous. And, you know, your kids don't need this. You know, I got a job. I got to answer to people, so.
Who are you playing tomorrow?
That's fine. We're not playing. We play Saturday. We play Loyola.
Then why is the cameras coming up to your place tomorrow?
Yeah, they want the story. It's like I said, it's a little out of control.
So are you not going to do anything? I mean, you going to talk to everybody?
I talk to everybody. It's my job. It's my team. It's going to be my name on the end of the record book. And, you know.
I use the team.
I'm man enough to own up. You know, you got to understand, Mike, that I lost my last year eligibility in college because I signed with an agent.
I remember.
I came back and became an end-of-year all-star. I woke up in a hospital bed. Was one of the, you know, I actually just found out the other day that I won the Player of the Month award twice when I was in 83. Now they give it out to an Eastern and a Western. Back then it was just one player for the whole league. I won it twice in 1 year, so I should have been the MVP. But I came back from that. I woke up at 28 in the hospital, and they told me I couldn't play anymore. So you know what? I went back to school. I could have felt sorry for myself. I went back to school, got my degree. I've become a pretty good coach. I won two championships in a row 1 year. My marriage fell apart. My ex-wife, God bless her, will be 5 years in February. That she's a recovering alcoholic. She goes around the country speaking. And, you know, when I think I have it bad, I think about what she's endured and how she's responded. So my mother didn't raise a quitter. And everybody can joke and say what they want. But you know what? Got a lot to be thankful for, and there'll be a lot more wins in the future.
Are you pressing, or is your team pressing, trying to break this streak and trying to?
No, they're doing a good job of playing one game at a time. It's just like I said, the thing that bothers me most is the players. Like at the end of the game, when you tell them something, and you know they don't listen. That comes from youth and inexperience.
Did you think about fouling last night since you got burned on this play on Friday night?
No, because I was positive we were going to we were going to play good defense and switch everything, which we did until the last 3 seconds.
Has the school acted badly at all, or
has been fantastic.
They've been good about this.
Support from my AD and my president. The alums have been great, and that's why. You know, I tell you, sit here right now, before my contract is up, I will win them another championship.
You promise?
I promise.
Louisville came by offering you a job. You'd stay to win another championship?
believe actually right now you're really really being funny, Chris. But I'm focused right now on finishing my 2 years. At that 2 years, if they want me to stay, I think about it whether I go or do something else. I don't know. I've got some kids in the program that if you ask me, I'd really like to see graduate. But right now, I've got to focus on winning the game. And in 2 years from now, with the players that we have sitting out, coming back, and that we've signed, we will be back.
Now, listen, all kidding aside, anyone can have a bad year. Has this losing streak actually been something that really hurts you and the kids a lot? Is it really gotten to the point where it hurts, or is it just, bad year?
I know they care. I don't know if anybody can care as much as I do. But you know what? No matter what happens, you can always learn something from it. So you could always take a negative and turn it into a positive. We had a group here that left, and everything was great last year. But you know what? It was a heck of a 4 years with them. And we're kind of going through the same things, teaching guys how to win.
Do you have good young players?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I got the two injured guys are coming back. I got a great transfer from Georgia, a big man who would be terrific in this league who's sitting down. And I signed two guards that are 8'10", the Big East talent. So, yeah, don't feel too sorry for me. Trust me.
Jeff, we will keep an eye.
Because you know what? Next year it'll be the biggest turnaround in the history of the NCAA. And I really expect all the media to come out because I will be coming out to get you guys.
They're calling after every win next year.
Trust me on that. Trust me on that. Fellas.
Well, you know, the guy who's been killing you is Minko.
Oh, he's Minko. You know, Minko, he can't stand
you. I look at some of those guys in there, and, you know, there is a thing called exercise. So, you know, if you got to kill me to make yourself feel better, so be it. But you know what? Like I said, I've been through a lot of stuff in my life. That's what makes life interesting. It's how you handle adversity. You know, if every day was perfect, we'd all be living in Switzerland.
Jeff, we'll talk to you soon, big guy. Hang in there.
Yep, and I hope to get my motivational, anybody wants me for a motivational speech, they can give me an Iona College. 914-633-2304.
Thank you, Jeff.
And I can only give Timmy a 50% discount.
No, next year he pays double.
He's actually a nice kid. I'm still trying to figure out if Chris is really the
guy. Yeah, he is a good kid. He really is. Dog's vicious, though. He is vicious.
Jeff, I love you. I'll see you soon,
right,
big guy.
Thank you.
No, Jeff.
Right. Bye.